Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The shortstop, Jeff Rabule. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The DH, Pedro Munoz. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gerald Clark. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dave McCarty. Batting ninth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, LaTroy Hawkins. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The DH, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Warren Nuzon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Abbott. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rabule hits a line drive into left field. Nuzon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Raines takes first base on ball four. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas strikes out. There goes Raines. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Raines moves to third. Warren Nuzon batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Nuzon hits a line drive towards third. Lewis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Munoz strikes out. Two outs. Gerald Clark is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Karkovice, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hawkins throws towards third. Leos fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Leos. Durham moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McCarty, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McCarty hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Walbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Raines takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Raines goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nuzon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nuzon takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Nuzon moves to second. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Karkovice takes first base on ball 4. Thomas scores. Nuzon moves to third. Durham moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nuzon scores. Durham scores. Karkovice moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. Kevin Campbell now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson bunts towards first. McCarty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Rabule, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rabule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Warren News on batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Newson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Newson hits a fly ball into center field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Munoz hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gerald Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Laos is 0 for 1 in the game. Laos hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive towards first. McCarty reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabiule scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarty is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Matt Walbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Walbeck moves to second. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rabiule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rabiule hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Karkovice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordova hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Munoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Munoz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Gerald Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field. Nuzon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Leo's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Leo's is 0-for-2 in the game. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Raines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Robertson now pitching. Chris Sabo pinch hits for Warren Nuzon. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sabo hits a pop-up towards first. McCarty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5. And the Twins won. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Martinez now playing left field. Jose De Leon now pitching. Alex Cole pinch hits for Dave McCarty. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cole hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walbeck for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Cole now playing center field. Marty Cordova now playing left field. Gerald Clark now playing first base. Mo Sanford now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Devereaux hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Karkovice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Karkovice hits a pop-up off the glove of Clark, and into shallow right field. Karkovice reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Karkovice scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rebule fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Chip Hale pinch hits for Jeff Rebule. Chip Hale batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 3 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.